Hey guys, welcome to the Blissful Programmer podcast. I'm your host Saurabh, and I hope you all are doing awesome and you are staying healthy. If you're new to the podcast, this podcast is all about discussing about programming in general and becoming a blissful programmer in particular. If Blissful Programmer help you in any manner, or after listening to the podcast that's what you think, then you can show your appreciation by subscribing or following us, or by your donations. If you are already our supporter, I'm immensely grateful for your support. So yeah, if you like what I have to offer, what the podcast has to offer, support us, subscribe and share. In this podcast, in this episode, we will be talking about how to become a better programmer. In our last podcast, we mainly discussed about is programming really good for you? Is programming for you? You know, like how to start programming, how to know that, okay, programming is actually, you know, that is what you should do. And yeah, the bottom line I would say is, if you like to create things, then just start programming. You know, just don't listen to other people saying you need this, you need that. You will learn on the go, you know. Just start programming and just start practicing. And that brings us to this episode where I want to talk a little bit about how to become a good programmer. So today I was actually for a while, for a few last few days, I have been playing Fortnite. And today I'm kind of feeling a bit dizzy and a bit tired of the game, and I'm probably gonna stop because I feel like it's for kids, it's pretty good, but I feel like I'm kind of getting addicted and it's not good for me. But yeah, in Fortnite, I've seen one thing. Like, if you are playing Fortnite just for fun, then sure, there's nothing. Like, it's a shooting game and you build some stuff and it's all good. But if you actually want to go, like, become good at Fortnite, they have created the game in such a manner that you need to work to become better at the game. So, for example, in Fortnite, you have to have two major skills. The first skill would be building skill. So you should, you know, you have to practice that skill. You have to practice major building so you can perform. While the second skill is, shooting. So they have done a pretty good job in making the, you know, the sniper is projectile. So you have to calibrate and aim on how to shoot like running targets and so on. Anyway, my point is, just like Fortnite in programming, when you're trying to become a good software engineer, a good coder, there are, from my perspective, there are mainly two types of skills you need to work on, you need to practice on a daily or maybe weekly basis. So the first skill I would say is logic. Now, a lot of people say like, maybe you are just born logical, you know, or maybe you are more creative and your left brain and right brain and all this stuff. I don't believe in that. What I think is like, you know, like you just practice. So just start practicing logical problems. Just start thinking logically. Like that would be a simple thing. I'll tell you, if you are a software engineer or a programmer and you are hired by a company, you are kind of the problem solver. The technical problem solver. And if you are at a higher position, like senior engineer or lead engineer, director, VP, CTO, then you are the person responsible for all major decisions when it comes to tech. I mean, for sure you can have your team and that's always awesome because you guys grow together, but from the outside, for the outside teams, like for other teams, you are the person they would be reaching out to when something goes wrong. and you are the one who has to roll up the sleeve and then feel and then get ready. You know, it's like, okay, here is the problem. I have to investigate, like, you know, like an actual Sherlock Holmes. And you just have to find, you know, you have to logically think. You have to, you know, establish hypothesis, think about assumption. And at the end, you just have to, you know, prove yourself wrong, prove your assumption wrong, maybe prove your hypothesis wrong. So first you start with the hypothesis that, okay, this might be the reason, and then you test it and you try to find as many, you know, like as many evidences which tells you that, okay, this is wrong. But if you can't prove and all the evidences show that, okay, this is the right hypothesis or this is the right assumption, then it is right. And that's pretty much what logic is all about. You know, you try to figure out something, you think about something, like, you know, a problem, and you establish a few assumption, and then you test your assumption on the as much data points available for you, and at the end you decide, okay, this is my assumption is true. That's pretty much how science work, you know. And the second, so that was all about logic. We'll talk about how to actually get better at logical problem solving. But the second one is more about concepts. So, sure, you know how to solve a problem. You figured it out. You know, you let's say there was some problem with statements, and you figure out the issue, and now, you know, you have to change the code or write a new report or write a new calculation. So you need to know what formula you'd be using, and you kind of need to know if you can do it in much cleaner way. What I'm trying to say is, like, let's say you are doing like square of a number, or let's say actually square root, and you are coding in JavaScript or let's say Ruby or Python or any language. So concept wise you should kind of be familiar, at least be ready to Google it, you know, that, hey, do you want to reinvent the wheel of creating a square function or a square root function, or you have actually taken the time to go into the detail of a particular framework, a particular concept, and you understand a bit more, like, okay, you have an idea, your brain acts like a pattern recognition, like a recognizer, and it decides, oh yeah, I think I can find this. There might be a method like this in Ruby, or there might be a method like this in Python. And then you go and search in the concept or Google, and then you find out. So Google acts like your index. So yeah, these are the two main skills I would say you should work on if you're trying to be a programmer. So the first one is logic. Now what should you do about logical practice? Well, you can start solving simple problems. All right, you can start, I mean, if your brain can think about it, you can code it. So start solving like very simple problems, addition, subtraction, build a calculator, you know, just like a bash or Ruby or, you know, IRB related or console related function which acts like a calculator. Start small and then build on top of it, build your logic on top of it, then prove yourself wrong, you know, that whatever assumption you took, prove yourself wrong, test it for different cases, try like different inputs. So let's say you have divide operator, and starting to code, you have to go and learn a bit of concept of that language. Not in depth, but, you know, like just to get started, how to write a function. If you don't know what is a function first, or, you know, what's like, how can I execute this code? You know, I put it in a variable A and variable B, and then I use divide. Now, how can I reuse? So then you can use functions and constants and variables and so on. But at the end, you wrote a function, and so you have the basic concept of JavaScript or Ruby or Python or any language, and then you try, you know, dividing by, you try different inputs. Then you thought, oh, what if people want to provide an array? You know, so then you first of all try to understand the concept, which is array. Then you come back and write the logic so that your function now takes in the array, or your code takes in an array as input, and then it does division of however, you know, maybe a dictionary, a hash, and takes in the hash and divides key by value, let's say, and outputs it as an array. So before building that, you should also check like zero. What will happen if I have negative? So then you think about the logic. Oh, okay, for negative this should happen. Okay, then you write it in your code. So mainly you are logically starting your programming, then you are thinking logically, what can be the different, you know, like, can I find inputs, can I find work, you know, like things which I can use to prove my assumption wrong, to prove my hypothesis wrong. And if I can do that, then, well, something, you know, I need to work on my code more. And then like while you're doing it, suppose you are writing division function, then, and you are using JavaScript, well, Lodash has a division function, why don't you just use directly? So that is more about concept. So yeah, if you're just starting up, I know it's kind of like a bit confusing. So I'm gonna make it very simple. Let me try to say that in a very simple way. So if you are starting to program, what I would recommend is take a problem, all right, and don't start coding. Any problem, don't start coding, okay? First think of like a logic. Think of the logic behind it. Let's say Instagram like, all right, how would it work? What should be the logic behind it? Let's say Instagram count, like or heart count. So the logic should be, if it is, I don't know, like in like, if it is less than 4 digit or less than 3 digit, show all the digits. You know, like if it is 999, people liked it, so it's gonna show like 999. Well, what should happen if it is 2000? Well, maybe I want to show like 2k. What if it is 10,000? Well, I want to show like 10k. So, you know, like what if it is like a million? Then I want to show like 2.2m. or billion, 2.2b, you know, something like that. So first you think about the whole logic, you establish the assumption that, okay, if the number lies between this and this, then this should be the, you know, we should round it and think about, okay, how can we do this? Maybe rounding will work, maybe you would have to write a lot, you know, like your own code. But yeah, think through the logic behind it. Once you are clear about the logic, then, and maybe you can write it on pen and paper, then you go back and then you start coding. Now if you have not ever coded, you know, then of course I will say like you should just pick any language and just pick a, you know, start working on the concept. Like just pick any book, any video out there on YouTube. There are like thousands of videos out there on YouTube about how to code. Just take it, just do it as they are saying. Understand the concept, like the simple concepts, and then start, you know, thinking logic. First think with, like, without using the computer, just take a stroll or like use a whiteboard, or just think in your mind while you're doing, like you're just chilling. Then once you have the assumption and your hypothesis, then start, you know, write a function. Then once you have the function, then start trying to prove that your assumptions are wrong. If you find a case where your assumptions are wrong, it means like, okay, you have to think more logically. Now, when I interview people, I check for, I mean, if I'm interviewing someone for a software engineering role, unless a new grad, if there's a new grad, I'm gonna grill them more on the, you know, college kind of like more deep course wise, you know, course related concepts. Apart from that, like, how well can they think and their logical problem solving. I'm not gonna ask them to create, I don't know, like a, you know, create some crazy SQL query or something. I'm just gonna try to understand their base in both aspects, both their logical base as well as their conceptual base. So if they are, for example, recently I had been taking a few interviews. One thing which I felt was a lot of candidates, they kind of understand, like, they have used a framework, a language, you know, or I don't know, a library, let's say, but they don't really like understand it all in depth. So if I try to go in depth, now if I'm interviewing you, I would try to understand how deep you know that. You know, I'm not gonna go into operating system and ask you all the, like, you know, bus memories and all those stuff. I'm not gonna do that. But let's say I'm talking about Ruby on Rails. Well, you should understand, like, you should go in and check Ruby on Rails GitHub repository and maybe spend some time there and try to find out, like, how things work. How are things, what is the concept here? What is the logic here? How are the things working? When I type Rails G migration, what actually happens? Can I trace it? Can I see, like, which file handle it? You know, like, that is gonna make you a much better programmer. So don't try to take, like, don't try to learn like 50 different things. I see, like, on resumes, I see, like, totally tangential kind of skills merged and clustered together, like 30 skills. I'm not looking for that. Don't show me that, you know. For me also, I mean, I have done that when I was starting up. Same thing with me. I had like 30 different, 40 different skills. Everything I knew, even slightest, I would write it. I would take an interview. I'd go for an interview, and boom, someone who has worked in that particular, you know, skill would ask me a question which would be in depth, and I would not be able to tell. We are humans, right? It will take a long time to, like, to get really good at those 30 skills, because they, all of them are like they are like deep well, where you have to go and find out and understand and deeply, you know, like, try it out, spend some time on it. That's, so from my perspective, if I ask you, how does Rails generate migration work? If you can tell me, like, okay, what particular file handles it, if you can tell me, you know, the flow of messages around it, if you can tell me something like that, like, what exact, you know, if you go to the Rails GitHub repository, you can check what exact file mainly handle it, you know. If you can tell me, awesome, that's pretty much what I'm looking for, you know. I'd be blown away. You know, so for example, if you're going to Rails, okay, let's say Rails generate migration. If you have used Rails, awesome. If you're not used Rails, I would say you can get started with Rails pretty fast. But again, try to get a decent or like a good understanding of what is happening behind, you know, what's actually like, what file is handling what. So if I do like Rails generate migration, there in the recent Rails, we have RailTies, which mainly mainly handles a lot of functions. So you can go to like RailTies in Rails repository, you can go to RailTies, and you can go to bin, you know, see the test, you can go to library, and you know, you can see like how it's working. You can go check the console. You can see like in the commands, who handles what commands. So in the commands, you can see like there is a generate folder. Go in there, you see the generate command and what it does. You can see there is a class called generate command, which takes in, you know, which inherits from the base class. So yeah, I mean, you can check out like what functions are doing it, what particular function have they written, how are things working on the back end. That's what I'm gonna test. And apart from that, of course, I'm gonna also test your logical reasoning. I'm gonna tell you to solve a problem, and if you can figure out a problem, and probably that problem you'd have not seen before, that's what I want to see. So if someone, you know, if I give you a new problem which maybe I have faced and no one else has faced before, I mean, it's pretty unusual problem if that happens. And normally the problem you have faced probably more or less someone else has faced it, but I'll try to give a problem which is not out there, you know, for everyone to see or most people to see, or you know, it's not very popular problem, and I'll try to see like, can you solve this problem, can you come up with the logic? And if you can, well, you're a good programmer in my book. That's pretty much it. So yeah, finally, that's pretty much what I would like to say. It's just go and work on two things. First skill would be logic, practice problems. First of all, sit down and think, don't code, just think. Sit down, assumption, test it. And the second thing is spend time on conceptual development. Read books, read blogs. Try to understand, go find, if you're using a library, go see how it is working inside the library. Go check it out on the console. Try some commands. Let's see the class function of your command you're using. You know, let's see the instance, like methods you are using, and so on. Like really try to deeply understand it. And if you can do that, no one would ever be, you know, it's not even remotely possible that you won't become a good engineer. You'd blow your interviewer's mind. I can attest to that. But yeah, it will need a lot of training. It will need a lot of practice. But hey, if you wanna code, I'm pretty sure that you'd love it. You know, solving a problem, finally saying, fuck yeah, I did it. Or finally saying, at last, okay, I'm done. So it feels like winning, that you solve a problem other people wanted to be solved, but they couldn't figure it out. And you found the logic, you thought about the logic, you had the concept known very well, or you learned new concept where it was needed. And finally you figure it out and solve the problem. That for me is why I code. That's for me is why I am a software engineer. The happiness of and the relief on people's face or people's, you know, like voice when a problem they are facing is solved, that's what makes me, you know, that's what drives me. So if you'd like to discuss more about this topic, let me know. All right, thanks, take care.